Chuck Chad Freestyle for Wednesday, October 30th, 2013. Happy Halloween, everybody. I know it's a day early for me, but by the time you hear this, it will be Halloween. And it has been far too long since I talked to you. I am not traveling this week. Yay! I was in DC area last week for just a real quick in late Wednesday, out Thursday afternoon to do some internal training. And I wish I had another extra day or evening or something so I could have seen my cousins and T. Morris and several other people I know in the DC area. Would have been nice. Didn't work out this time. I have come to the realization that if you want to start a conversation, one obvious topic, at least among adults my age or around my age or older, is airline travel. Everybody has a story to tell about airline travel. It doesn't matter how long it's been since their trip or this incident. Everybody's got at least one story. I don't know how we got on this topic. I was at our church dinner every Wednesday. We had this nice meal for dinner, and gentleman from the choir, my wife knows him, he's sitting right across the table, and we got to discussing. Conversation started out with some good news from him. One of his daughters just gave birth to twins this morning, so he's going to be heading down to Texas. And he said he's driving this time, but in the past he's flown. And I said, interesting airport down there in Houston. Because I was down there this spring for one of our customers. And that airport is out in the middle of nowhere. I got in late, and see, now I'm doing an airport airline travel story. But anyway, I'll skip that. It's too easy to go down that rabbit hole. But if you want a conversation starter and you don't think you're much on conversations, ask somebody if they travel much or when they last went on a trip, how the trip went, and they will give you a story. I guarantee you that everybody has a story to share, and it's usually a bad one. Once in a while, rarely, it's a good one. Here's a good one. I was coming back from the DC area, and I went through Atlanta. And as I got to the DC airport, I went through Dulles. I got there a bit earlier than expected. I got there around 2:30, and my flight wasn't until 4:30. Well, I noticed there was a flight to Atlanta leaving at 2:50. So I said, you know, I got a really tight connection in Atlanta. I'd rather sit around down there than make a tight connection sitting around up here. Yeah, I know. I went Dulles to Atlanta to Appleton on the way home. I had to go south to go north. But it is what it is, and I love that direct flight from Atlanta to Appleton. And I walked up to the counter and said, is there any room left on this flight? And she said, yes. It'll cost you $50 to transfer. And I said, my Delta Air American Express card won't help me with that, or my silver medallion status, will it? She goes, no, it's still $50. You got to get to gold status to get free transfers. And I said, believe it or not, this trip will get me to gold. I'm only 1,000 miles away, and this is a 1,500-mile trip. And she said, well, okay, I won't charge you this time. So she didn't even check. She just took me at my word, and I thought that was so cool that she didn't check. She trusted me. She gave me the transfer, and as it turns out, if she had checked, she would have known anyway, but that's so cool. Another reason I'm glad I left United and went to Delta. They are awesome for the little things like that, and like having outlets in the gates and giving you some snacks. And if they say cookie, pretzel, or peanut, you can say, could I have all three? And they will give you all three, usually, on a nice day. So anyway, I'm home, done with three classes of karate. I've got all my stamps ready to go to promote next month. So I'm going to be traveling a bit on personal and professional occasion. And looking forward to it. Get some more miles. Board before everybody else. It's like, now I get to board with the Sky Priority Elite people. So it's people with special abilities or needs and that need extra time boarding with babies. Then it's the first class, business class people. Then it's the gold, platinum, diamond elite. Then you get zone one people where I was previous to this in the silver status. So I got bumped up. There's some other perks being gold. And I've got about 24,500 miles left to go to get platinum. Don't think I'm getting there this year, but I'll keep going and see what happens. Enjoying my job, enjoying the travel. I am home. Enjoy yourself. Take care.